In the lunchtime edition, the opposition leader convenes the Public Accounts Committee and pledges to probe government spending in various areas, including Sam Lord's Castle, the Hope Housing Project, Kensington Oval, and Oystons. An electrical fire in a cooling fan blamed for a blaze that destroyed a house and damaged four others at Risk Road, St. James. Hearts Gap residents appeal for an end to the gun violence following last night's fatal shooting there. Freehill residents voice their shock over another shooting death and the third shooting overnight at Pyle Bay. Residents recount that ordeal. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Well, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, has convened the Public Accounts Committee of Parliament and pledges to probe government spending in various areas, including Sam Lord's Castle, the Hope Housing Project, and on the Cricket World Cup, specifically Kensington Oval and the Oystons Bear Garden. Mr. Thorne, speaking during a news briefing this morning at the opposition leader's office, disclosed that the committee had an initial meeting on Monday and reconvenes on June 24th. He said government will be held accountable for its spending through public hearings.
There is a lot of inconsistency in government's reports in relation to its spending. We do not know. We were told that the most expensive item of expenditure at Kensington was the $7 million for the lights. I think I am correct in saying that Parliament voted that $7 million to be spent on the lights. So the $50 million Barbados is still intact. That $7 million did not come out of the $50 million. So Barbadians need to ask, where has this $50 million gone?
Mr. Thorne is also concerned about the renovations at the Oystons Bear Garden and alleged that the entire project was politically driven, including even the color scheme.
Flash this red in people's faces. Danger, perhaps, but you're confronted with this red. And we all know what that is about. You cannot and you must not, and government must not politicize every event. You begin to distrust the government even further when a project of this nature has to become a partisan exercise. What are you doing to people? We've criticized this government for depriving people of their freedoms. Yes, there's artistic freedom, but this is not artistic freedom. This is a political machination.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, residents of 4th Avenue, Hearts Gap, Christchurch, are calling for an end to the gun violence in Barbados after a 32-year-old man was shot dead while liming with a group of men near a shop there last night. Police have identified the victim as Chad Ruitt of Prout, St. Thomas. When Starcom Network News visited the area, one of the residents told us she was asleep when she heard the gunshots ring out.
Inside sleeping, and it woke me up because I'm not a strong sleeper. So then after a while, came out and heard the commotion, heard what was going on, and you know, you just see police and stuff from there. It don't make no sense, the violence. What we need to do is put down the guns, put down the weapons, come together and build up one another. That's what we need to do.
It's not right. They got your own neighborhood depressed because it could be my son. I hear the mother and family cry, and I feel that woman's pain to see her son in the street.
The police also responded to another fatal shooting, that one at Freehill in Blackrock. The deceased has been identified as 30-year-old Raheem Bradford of Melvins Avenue in Blackrock. A distraught resident of nearby Pyle Bay said she knew the victim and she heard the gunshots while she was at home.
A whole young fella lost his life last night up here for what? He don't get in nothing, he don't do nothing, don't think with nobody, nothing. So, you know, just saying, now, like, relaxing. You know, like, I just saw, like, I was in Pearl Bay here, the shot was right here. I was in Pearl Bay and I hear every shot that rang off up here. I feel to hear all these shots rang off last night. This ain't nothing, little ordinary, little pop, 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 yeah, brrr. Me, I need to come with stiffer penalties for this here. But there's no manufacturer guns, where are they coming from?
And indeed, around 11 o'clock, Gunshots were heard at Pile Bay. No one was injured in that incident. A resident recounted what took place.
Probably like after 11 or so. Well, I was here saying no, so just hear the shots ring. Fellas run and make long, you know, and then just hear the shots ring and they had the shooting up top where they had the fella pass away. Then it happened down here, so I don't know what really happened, you know.
Nobody was injured down here?
No, nobody was injured. Who was shot at, get away. Yeah, but other than that, it wasn't, other than the shooting, you know, yeah. Wasn't nobody injured. Yeah, but other than that, it was good, man.
A resident of Pile Bay, Spring Gardens, and Michael speaking to our Ricardo Roberts in the Lunchtime Edition. Well, an electrical fire that started in a cooling fan is being blamed by a homeowner for a blaze that destroyed his house and damaged four others at Risk Road, St. James, yesterday evening. Fire Service Divisional Officer Marlon Small tells Starcom Network News the service received the call around 6:24 p.m.
The initial response comprised two water tenders, one from the Archon Fire Station and a second appliance from the Bridgetown Port Fire Station. A total of five structures were involved, one completely destroyed, two structures extensively damaged, and another two structures slightly damaged. The Barbados Fire Service responded with a total of 16 persons, including myself. The damage to these homes has impacted a total of 10 persons, comprising 9 adults and 1 child. 6 years old. Fire was brought under control in about an hour and a half after initial arrival. Due to the dense configuration of how the houses were situated, we were required to order on additional resources. That resource came from the Worthing Fire Station.
Calvin Beckles, the owner of the home that was destroyed, said he was not able to save anything.
I come home yesterday afternoon. And my friend told me she wanted some bread, and I went and collect the bread. And then I went down to my supermarket. When I come, I got the house burning, and she told me that the fan blew up. And that was it. So the fan in the house is who it blew up. I couldn't see nothing at all. It was a blaze, man. Everything right now. Well, I got life. It's tough, but.
St. James Central Constituency Assistant Linda Griffith, meantime, said a temporary accommodation will be provided to the individuals affected by the fire.
What we did, we were able to get some accommodation for the two family members last night. So right now they're at an apartment staying. One of the family members, he's fully disabled. So they're at present in an apartment, and they're a bit shaken up, but we are in the process of finding an alternative accommodation, something pretty temporary until the house can be repaired. So we went out this morning, we would have gotten some food stuff. The gentleman, Mr. Beckles, that the house was fully destroyed, we got some clothing and stuff for him. So it's just a matter now getting some food stuff for them, for making them as comfortable as possible until the situation is fully rectified.
An Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with displaced Palestinians in central Gaza has reportedly killed at least 35 people. Local journalists told the BBC that a warplane fired two missiles at classrooms on the top floor of the school in the urban Nuzrat refugee camp. Videos show the destruction and a number of bodies. The Israeli military said it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound. And at least 150 people are feared dead in a massacre in a village in central Sudan, blamed on the Rapid Support Forces, the paramilitary group fighting the army there. Our top stories. The opposition leader, Rav Thorne, convenes the Public Accounts Committee and pledges to probe government spending in various areas, including Sam Lord's Castle, the Hope Housing Project, Kensington Oval, and Oystens. An electrical fire in a cooling fan blamed for a blaze that destroyed a house and damaged four others at Risk Road, St. James. Hearts Gap residents appeal for an end to the gun violence following last night's fatal shooting there. Freehill Blackrock residents also voiced their shock over another shooting death that occurred in that district. A third shooting overnight occurred at Pile Bay, and residents recounted that ordeal. And an Israeli strike on a UN school in Gaza reportedly kills 35 people. the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp admin to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.